Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Bruce, he finally got out of bed this morning and he says, "All right, honey, go release your potential." And I was like, "Oh, Lord, it's in me. It's in me, right, Stella? It's in me." So that is what Bruce has been talking about. He's been covering understanding your potential. And I tell you, I listened to him all again last night just because I was like, I want to know, you know, what is it he's been saying, you know, so I can kind of cover it. Because have you ever read somebody's notes and you're like, you know, you make little jots and you know what that means, but not a person that's going to try to take your message. But, you know, I just started getting more and more excited about what he's been speaking about, understanding your potential. Do you realize the potential that you have inside of you? And I think we do, because we get so excited, don't we? We come in and God's speaking, God's moving, God's gonna do something, God be, and that's that potential that's boiling within us. And that's why I think, like Tammy giving the word this morning, if you don't know him, find somebody and give your heart to the Lord, because you will have this potential that's within you, just waiting to be used. So I'm just gonna go over a little bit of what excited me. Potential is dormant ability. It's reserved power. It's untapped strength, unused success, and capped capability. Okay, so that's what lies within you. Does that excite anybody? Yes. Not really, though. Do you understand what lies within you? Yes. Maybe I need to get more excited. You have the potential of infinity. You have the potential of God in you. Doesn't that excite you? Because it has nothing to do with you. Well, it does have everything to do with you. Yes. And to me, when I was just like, wow, that all I just want to know and I want to get it out. And that's kind of what he went on about. But potential, it is all you can be, but have yet to become. It's all you can do, but have not yet done. It's how far you can reach, but have not reached. It's what you can accomplish, but have not accomplished. Potential is unexposed ability and latent power. So it's latent means that it's a quality that has not come forth or hasn't emerged yet or developed. Okay, it is not what you have done, but what you are able to do. I like what Paul said, forget the past. You know, and that's not just all your past mistakes. Forget what even God did for you. I mean, hear me. Forget what he did for you. It doesn't make you any higher on the spiritual rung from yesterday. Okay? You understand? Forget that. Just keep pressing to know him. Amen. Just keep pressing to know him. Because that will all help you. And it'll cause you to see who he is. But there's still so much more potential. Bruce walked you through understanding who you are and where you came from. Okay, knowing who lives in you, all these things help you understand why you have potential. Okay, knowing who lives in you, which is Christ in me, the hope of glory. No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, right? And sometimes that wasn't Christ, it doesn't matter. Get those stupid thoughts out of your head. I know you're not supposed to say stupid, but get those thoughts. Actually, they are stupid thoughts, they're lies. You know, Christ lives in me. The more you focus on Christ lives in me, the more you will walk it. The more you focus on not doing it, the more you will not do it. Right? He talked about living from the inside out. We've got to get Jesus, Holy Spirit, out of us. He touched on what can you do? And I love the scripture that he used. He used, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And strength means to infuse with ability. Okay, and all things. He didn't limit it to just things at church, things at home. He said all things. Realizing that the Holy Spirit lives in you without limit. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can know what God has prepared for those who love him. But God reveals it to us by his Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of God. And the Holy Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of that is untapped, capable in within you. It's us recognizing when we need kindness, when we need faithfulness, when we need joy. With all of that, the key being staying connected to God. That's what we have to do. And I know what he said, or the verse he used was, remain in the vine, John 15. Great scriptures. Remain in the vine. It says, if you remain in him and he will remain in you, and you will bear fruit, much fruit. You cannot hang out with God. You cannot spend time with God, read the word, and not bear fruit. He will somehow show up in your life. And I know some of us are so thankful. I mean, hopefully everybody is so thankful because he is so faithful. And all we can say is, hallelujah. Because you're there with me day after day after day, moving in my life, even in the little things. And it's sometimes it almost means more to me than a big thing. I mean, just to see him. Because I was thinking, well, Lori, if you had to give a testimony today, what would you say? And I was like, oh, and nothing came to my mind. But then all of a sudden I was like, oh, but this day this, and that, you know, and I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being with me. But stay connected to the vine. One of the things I love about the vine, it says, if you stay in him, he will prune, right? He'll take out what isn't bearing fruit, or maybe what shouldn't be bearing fruit. So does it say you do it? No, I love the cleansing work of the blood of the Lamb. He cleanses you. Just stick with him. He loves you so much that your perspective changes. He loves you so much that fear that you had leaves. Or you can be like, you know what? No, I'm taking you down today. Because he gives you such a boldness, such a strength, because you're more than a conqueror. Because you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen? So your worth, value, and potential have all been given by God. All this potential lies within your spirit, soul, and body. Now, he talked about that last week, how important the potential is, or the importance of the potential in your body, soul, and spirit. And I could go on about this, but I just don't feel that that's where I'm going to go. With your spirit, you receive from God. I believe that directly affects how you think, how you feel, and what you will do. And then it manifests in your body. So you, your whole triune being is so important to God. So if you have any thoughts about, oh, my body, oh, this, oh, that, no, your mind is so important to him. Your emotions are so important to him. Oh, here I go. Maybe I should. Your emotions are so important to him. Who likes to run amok in their emotions? It's not any fun to be up and down and all over and here and there and all over the place. I love it when, sometimes when I'm overwhelmed, I'll just be like, Holy Spirit, come and be my self-control right now because I'm tired or whatever it might be. Like women go through things, especially at 50. No, I'm just, but you can experience things where you just need Holy Spirit to be your emotional handler. Love him. So now he wants to move us into releasing your potential. That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How do I release my potential? How do I get this unused strength out of me? How do I get this capability out of me? How, you know, and I'm like, yeah, what is it? Well, guess what the first thing is? Your first key is to know your source. Knowing God, it's the foundational key for releasing your potential. You have to know him. You have to know him. And this is the beauty of us coming together, is because we learn to know him more, don't we? We'll stand in a prayer meeting and God will say something. Other people will jump with, hey, he was showing me this, showing me that. And then next thing you know, you walk out and you're like, wow, he just showed us something. Speaking, teaching, knowing more about him. We have to know him. Remember, God, your source, determines who you are, how you function, why you exist, the resources you need, the conditions you need. Bruce covered all these, the method by which you will fulfill. And if you think about anybody in the Bible, you know, I think of like Joseph. Brothers throw him into the pit. That doesn't sound so great. But do you know, I heard this message, that the Midianites were dispatched like a week before that to get to Joseph on time, to pick him up, to take him to his destiny. God will take care of it, even if you feel like you're in the pit. Abraham, I think Bruce used Abraham. You know, I'm going to have a kid when I'm 90 or 100. Sarah, don't let him do the thinking for you. Just be obedient. Just have a yes in your spirit that says, okay, that seems impossible, but okay. And I believe that we are coming into a time where we are going to be operating in the impossible more. Let's see, because I've seen a lot of it's happening. There's lots of tokens, but more so than ever before, and I believe that is where God is moving us, is we are going to believe for the impossible to happen. We could spend eternity trying to know God. So don't ever think that, oh, I know all about love now. Or I know all about healing now. Because I'm telling you, one time I think, oh man, I think I got a pretty good handle on that. And then all of a sudden I turn and I'm like, what? There's another whole, you know, there's another whole aspect of it or another whole look of it. Because we can never know everything about him. And this is the fun. I listened to Terry's message. the joy in the journey. You know, there's so much joy in the journey of knowing him. You know, I want more of you, we want more. And my heart's cry is, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. That's my heart's cry, is just show me one more thing. That's why they stand in heaven and say, holy, 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 because they keep seeing new things about him constantly. So there's so much more to be known. So one of the best ways to know him, I think, is to read your Bible. Okay, I know none of this is like earth shattering, but if you actually do it, and hopefully I get you to think a little differently today, because reading our Bible is, it's not just reading it to read it. Even though if that's what you do, it's okay, because it's not a waste of time. Because I used to think, man, I used to go to prayer all the time and sit there because I was done in 5 minutes. I used to read through my Bible. Well, I still say I've never read through the Bible, but, you know, read my Bible and be like, okay, God, I don't get it, you know, whatever. But now that I look at where I'm at in my walk now, I'm like, wow, I know scripture. I know where it's found. I know what book it's in. I may not know the exact address all the time, but all that has brought me to be like, this verse will pop right into my brain, And I'm like, God, I'm so thankful for the time that I did spend with you, you know, in your word, with you in prayer, because I can see the effect of it on my life now. And kids, parents with kids, so good. So don't give them the option to go to church. Make them. It might just save their life one day. There's all kinds of things. I always say, we'll do so much more for money than we will for love. And I think having your kids come to church is loving them to death. Because they will know community, they will hear the word of God, they will spend time in worship, and God, and they can never let go of that the rest of their life. In most cases, when my friends had fallen away, they were like, I just got to get back to God. Because they know. So it's not a waste of time. So one of the best ways is to read your Bible. In the word, he shows us how he is, or who he is, and how he operates. He tells us who we are and how to operate. The Bible gives you precautions, the do's and the don'ts, and reveals the power that is available through relationship with him. And the more that you read the word with him, the more you will know. And even hanging with people that read the word, and you're just like, Holy Spirit, speak to us. You'll find that, wow, you've learned so much more about him. And that's what I believe we all want, is to know him more. So Matthew 7:7-12 in the Amplified. It says, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, it will be opened. Now, the first thing I want to point out, this is from last night, this is where I feel like God had wanted me to go. So the first thing I want to point out with this one is everyone. It says for everyone who keeps on asking. I love this because God's responding to everyone that asks. Here he is not saying, it's not based on someone's talents or their goodness or how spiritual they are or their giftings. He says everyone that asks. everyone. And if you ask, it says it will be given. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be opened. Now, I like, notice that it's a continuous act. That's why I put it in the Amplified, because it says, for everyone who keeps on asking, receives. Who keeps on asking. It's not just ask once and done. It's keeps on asking. God, I want to know you more. God, I want to know you more. Show me more about your grace. Show me more about healing. How about healing of the body, God? Show me. How do you operate in that? Ask. Now seek. Sometimes you need to seek, right? Actually, I want to do the definitions of ask and seek and how I felt, because I felt like Holy Spirit was leading me this way too, is ask. Ask him and continue to ask him. Okay? So seek. I looked up what seek means: to endeavor to find a thing, to try to gain it, to strive after it with earnestness and zeal. So seek, find the answer, listen for the answer, seek him out on it. Because it's so fun to ask him a question, and then, you know, like sometimes I don't hear anything at all, and then I'll go to bed and I'll be like, Revelation 3:1, and I'll be like, what? I'm like, I got to go look that up. You know, or, you know, somebody, I'll be talking to somebody and they'll say what I've been wanting to hear. I'll be like, say that again. Tell me again. What did you say? You know, where was that scripture? Because it's the seeking. I'm seeking. It can be on a billboard. It can be in a movie. It can be whatever you're doing. Keep listening for him. Keep seeking him in no matter what you're doing. And knocking. I liked how they said is a request for admission when the way is closed. And I kind of liked thinking about this because I was thinking, you know, maybe some things just feel like, nope, they're not for us. You know, maybe not at this time. You know, that, you know, knowing about angels, maybe not right now. You know, but saying, knocking and saying, all right, Holy Spirit, I want to know about angels and your ministry of angels. I want to know about the throne room. I want to, questions that, you know, maybe the door might seem closed to you right now, where you can knock, and what does he say? That door will be open to you. Now, there is a maturing process in this. Okay? You don't just give your keys to your car to a four-year-old. Right? That's why the power that lies within you, he is going to mature you and make you into who he has always called you to be and move you along the process of power and strength and healing and all those things, you know, as you mature, as you move forward in humility, knowing what humility is, you know, knowing pride, knowing those things, and he will show you. He's truly amazing. So there's a maturing process. But knocking, ask, seek, and knock. Because I can guarantee you, if you're excited about it or want to know about it, God will eventually show you. You know, like the spirit realm for me, it's been years, and I've been, you know, wanting to really know about the supernatural, spirit realm, heaven for years. But I feel like even now, the door is opening even more. Okay? So to sum this all up, I feel like God gave me the parable of the talents. So in Matthew 25, 14 to 30, we're going to read a bit, okay? For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you had to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Are y'all like, what in the world? Few of the things that I like about this. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. Okay? So keep that in mind. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. The Lord gave 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. One of the things that I feel like Holy Spirit was showing me was that we are all different, unique. Okay, God has made us with different talents, different giftings. He created you with a certain size and color and shape. And, you know, we're all different. All the talents that he's put within you. Remember Bruce was saying, he created you for the purpose that he created you for. Okay, he gave you all the abilities for you to do what you need to do. So I loved this because 1 got 5 in this story and 1 got 2 and 1 got 1. Here for us, it doesn't matter then. If Brenda has 5 and I have 2, praise the Lord. Okay, now, the other thing I think this really helps with is I can expect John to do what I do. Because of what, you know what I mean? I grew up feeling like when an evangelist would come in and he'd be like, how many people have you won to the Lord this week? Or, you know, even this year. And I was like, I'm going to hell, you know. Because he is designed to do what he does. He's made that way. There's some people that aren't people. They are, I mean, I know of one, and her ability to deal one-on-one with people is incredible. In the mentoring, but she would never be an evangelist. You know, but does God say, oh, because you did 10 and Brenda did 20, I'll take her? No, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. It's so relieving, isn't it? Because you can say, wow, what God has me doing. I work with children. You know, and it's amazing because I can work with the children. Or you work at a job, you have a lot more people that you can touch, and I'm sure you're touching. Any part where you are is where you can affect their lives with the kingdom. Especially if that potential's in you. All right, God, what are you going to do? That's why I think he says, consider it all joy when there's trials and temptations. Why? Because you can be like, oh, God's going to do something. Don't let it get you under, but just be like, all right, God, I recognize this. What are you going to do in it? You can move in this. That's why it's joyful, because you're like, oh, come on, God is going to make a mark here. So we don't have to think that everyone should be like you, should be doing what you're doing. Now, that I'm not really talking about worshiping or praising or reading the word, okay? I'm talking about what you do, okay? If you can clean in a church, great. Praise God, that's a gift. If you can sing, how many can't sing? How many would love to be on the worship team? And you can't sing. Because you know what? That's another thing. Is how many, and I used to do this too, when I was younger. Oh, I want to be just like her. She's an amazing anointed singer. And it's not my gifting. You know, so then I try to step into it, and then it's horrendous. And then people are going, oh, honey, maybe you should stick to kids. But it'll save you. Knowing who you are saves you from stepping into something that, you know, is not your gifting. You know, but also don't not step into something because of thinking, well, I don't know, you know, because of a fear. You know why I can even do this today? Is because I taught kids. And then I taught youth for years. I think that's because I don't like public speaking. I don't like to get in front of people and talk. I feel like I'm flighty. I feel like I don't finish a sentence. I feel, you know, but I feel like the reason why I can do this today is because of teaching a lot of my life. So don't, if somebody says, hey, maybe you should do, you know, teach kids, and you're like, oh, step into it and try. See what happens. I've always found that he anoints people for the position that they step into. Whether it's something that they continue to do, I don't know. But even like my brother-in-law was telling me their whole story about, because they just moved to the Maldives. And he was telling me he can see now how God had his hand on. He got into building, doing the building. Then he got into real estate, and he was doing real estate. He got into all these different, but he's like, oh, now I understand why I did all those different things. Because it's leading him to where he has all the capability to release that potential in what he's moving into now. Powerful, right? You are powerful. Amen. Now, I like it because, like I said before, when you know him, you will bear fruit. And that's the five gets five more, right? The two gets two more. You're bearing fruit. Did it seem like it was an easy bearing of fruit when you read the scripture? When he says, well done, good and faithful servant, to me that means there was a sticking to it, a seeking after it. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. You will see fruit. Now, the last guy, I don't like this part of the story, But I feel like Holy Spirit showed me a little different. Because I'm thinking, oh, you know, if you don't do something, then you get thrown out and weeping and gnashing of teeth. But I felt like God was saying, you're missing the point. He said, this is like the kingdom of heaven. To me, in the kingdom of heaven, there won't be laziness. There won't be fear. There won't be unfruitfulness. Okay, unprofitableness. There won't be wickedness. Because it'll get cast out, that attitude. So don't think of it as, oh, he's, you know, because look at how many said, Lord, Lord. And what did, I never knew you. You know, you can think, and one of the things I liked what Steve said when he spoke, is he said, you cannot give your relationship with God to someone else. You cannot lay hands on them and say, relationship with God, and then bam. Okay, it's time, right? When you spend time, right, Melissa? We just spent a week together. We know each other much better. Right, Sandy? So, you know, and it's time to develop relationship. And that's where it's like, when you spend time with him, fear leaves. Because perfect love casts out all fear. Okay, and then you won't do things that are not, or that are against the nature of the kingdom, or that are against the nature of God. I love him. He's amazing. Because being in the kingdom is so freeing, and so full of life, and so full of favor and abundance. He's so good. So if you would stand with me. I just want to leave you with some questions. Because as soon as Bruce asked me to speak, I looked at what it was on, I was like, how do we know you, God? And I know I told you reading the word, and I know worship, and I know spending time. You know, but what does your knowing God look like? What does your seeking God look like? What does your relationship with God look like? When he speaks to you, what do you hear his voice? Do you hear from other? What does it look like? Because can you say, wow, I know God? And I feel like I can, but I feel like there's so much more to know. Like hearing his voice, I want to know that I know that I know that it's him, not be surprised. But I think it comes from spending time with him. So in your seeking, and maybe you can just journal things, asking God, God, I want to seek you on this. I want to know this. In your asking and in your knocking, maybe start journaling. So you can, if I were to come to you and say, what does your relationship look like with God? Oh, I just normally spend so much time worshiping him. I just love him. And then sometimes he pops a word into my head, and then I have to go seek it out because it's so amazing. And then Brenda will come in her prayer and say the word, and I'll be like, what? You know, you describe your relationship with him. Don't be content. There's too many people in this church that love to talk about God. Love, love, love to talk about God. Don't be content with just reading a scripture and being like, yay. Get to the depths. I love the song we sang today. I want to go deeper. I want to know you in deeper ways. And we can do this together. That's why I really like Women of Three, because, you know, a lot of times we've gotten together and just let's dig out the word, or let's spend time in his presence and paint something. But just letting him, like Tammy said today, wooing, he's wooing us. What does that look like? You know, for you, how does he romance you? Can you answer that? I think for men that might be hard. And I know those might be, maybe they're goofy questions to you, but I so want to know God. And I want to know you and your relationship with God and what he's saying to you and how he's saying it to you, what he's showing, how he's showing it. Because I can guarantee you that is how we're going to grow and mature and move into the impossible. Breaking the unbreakable. Moving the mountains with our words. Do you know that somebody spoke that parable over us? It's probably been 5-6 years ago. But he spoke over this church that we would be a people that know our fruit and that will bear much fruit, that we'll take the talents that we have and where we won't bury them, we will use and seek God out into what do you want me to do and how do you want me to do it. So if you would bow your heads, I'm going to pray for you. But if you have a need for anything, please come up to the front. Let us pray for you. If you want Jesus in your heart, come up to the front. There will be people to pray for you. If you just need to spend some time and say, God, I want to know you, go ahead. I'm going to have John put on some music, and I'll stay here as long as you want, because class starts at 4, so I'll be here. So, Father, I just so thank you for who you are, for who you created us to be, for the potential that you put in within each one of us. And, Lord, I just thank you for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and that you will show us, that you will open our eyes, open our ears to see and hear and feel and know you, and that we can walk in the way and walk straight into you. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let our heart and our spirit and our mind and our let it all just say yes. Yes, we want to know you more. Father, I pray that you would bless each one. Bless each one with eyes that see, ears that hear, and a heart that will love and hunger to know you more. I thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.